This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Zach Gelb hosts Afternoons Nationally on the Infinity Sports Network. And he joins us Wednesdays from the WFAN studios in New York City. Crowder was in New York City on Monday for the Happy Gilmore premiere. Did he call you up, Gelby? Did Crowder reach out to you when he was in your big city?
Yeah, I don't even let my hopes get up anymore that whenever Crowder's in town, that he's going to hit me up. You know, once you reject me that many times, I'm not a desperate person. So, you know,
just doesn't Crowder. He just doesn't care for you.
No, I do care. I'm in New York for 14 hours at a time.
That's a long time.
Well,
that's a long time.
I met Shooter McGavin. John Cena, he blew me off. Yeah, I don't like John Cena anymore.
You met Sandler himself. I saw the picture.
I met Sandler.
I'm actually beefing with Adam Sandler right now. Because when I first met Channing Crowder at a Radio Row, actually, I interviewed Adam Sandler. And I was in high school at the time. And Sandler told me I was a cute kid and I would be in one of his movies one day. And I never got the call to be in one of his movies.
Was that the Radio Row in Miami?
No, it was in Indianapolis, another place that Crowder probably never left his hotel room unless it was to go to do the show, honestly.
Or to take a cab ride with Sid.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. But Sid will get you in some stuff now. I don't know how he found trouble in Indianapolis.
I actually think that was the Super Bowl where it was the shot heard around the world, a little punch.
It was?
I think that was the one.
Was where Nick Bermudez whooped Sid's tail in the taxi.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, now Sid's gonna be in like Trump's cabinet or something coming up.
They've
in a few
both
years.
Gone on to do great things. Gelb, so if you had to seed the AFC East, because you've got all this football talk going on right now, because we had Ben Volen on earlier in the week from the Boston Globe, and he had Bills 1. Patriots 2, Jets 3, Dolphins 4. If you had to seed the AFC East, how would you do it?
When you had Ben Volen on, did he
It was before, and I don't think he'd have the Patriots number 2 anymore after Mike Vrabel read him the riot act.
Yeah, I'm going to say it is number 1, the Buffalo Bills, number 2, the New England Patriots, number 3, the Miami Dolphins, and then in at number 4, it would be the JETS, Jets.
Do you believe in the Jets? Because when Ben put the Jets over the Dolphins, I'm like, it's Justin Fields. Like, I don't know. I don't believe in Justin Fields. He was in Chicago, you know, Hawks, a Bears fan and all. We've been arguing about it. But even that, like, is Justin Fields going to take a team to double-digit wins? I can't see that, Gil.
You know, you hear about Justin Fields, all right. They want to blame it in Chicago. Totally understand it. The Bears are a mess. Then he goes to Pittsburgh, and he was winning games when they ended up going back to Russell Wilson, which never made any sense to me. And if they really wanted to bring him back, they could have this year, and they elected not to do so. So now it's another opportunity where it's like, all right, let's see if this Justin Fields thing could work again. We know he could run the football. But it's still the arm is a major question mark. And I look at the New York Jets. Yeah, they have Garrett Wilson, who is phenomenal. Breece Hall is a good running back. And that defense showed that they were overrated last year. I know Sauce Gardner just got paid. He needs a big bounce back season, but they do have good players. It's not as if they don't have a ton of talent. They do have some talent, but am I expecting for Justin Fields to be the long-term answer in New York? No, I think this is probably a 5-7 win team, if I'm just being honest with you guys.
I think I asked you the exact same question, probably the exact same segment last year, like going into camp. And I'll ask it to you again. The Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen's great. They're going to win the division as long as he stays healthy, obviously. And look, even last year, we all expected this massive drop-off. The defense isn't going to look the same. They lost all their weapons. No Stephon Diggs. And they looked even better. And I expect them to look better this year. I do, truthfully. But if they don't win the AFC, like, what do they do? Do they just chalk it up to, well, Patrick Mahomes, legendary, and we just got caught at the wrong time? Or do they go try to replace Sean McDermott? Like, is that even worth it? Because they're where you want to be. They're contending every year. They're clearly good enough to win a Super Bowl. And I don't think Sean McDermott is a bad head coach. But if you can't ever get over the hump at some point, like, isn't that the obvious change?
I think the Buffalo Bills, because what, they went like 18 or 20 years without making the playoffs until Sean McDermott arrived. I still think they're operating in fear of what life is like without Sean McDermott. I think Sean McDermott is a good head coach in this league. Not very good, not great. And I actually wanted the Eagles to hire him, and instead they hired Doug Peterson and ended up working, and the Eagles ended up winning the Super Bowl. But the Bills right now are where the Colts were at before eventually Peyton Manning got through and they had that comeback in that AFC championship game in 2006, where they just keep on running into the bully, and you just need 1 year for the bully to have a little weakness, and then you find a way to get past them, and then you win the Super Bowl. But even if you get past Kansas City, as, for example, the Bengals did a few years ago, the Bengals ended up losing in the Super Bowl. So I don't think McDermott is going anywhere. Josh Allen is the second-best quarterback in the NFL as we enter this season. But you're right, Solana. If they don't get to the Super Bowl and win it, it's as if they're stuck, just like how Peyton Manning was for all those years until he eventually broke through and won a Super Bowl with the Indianapolis Colts.
Gil, after Josh Allen, because you got Buffalo, you got the Giants, and you got the Jets, who's the second-best quarterback in New York?
Oh, boy. That's an interesting way to ask it, because even though Buffalo is in New York, being here in New York City, and I know the Jets and the Giants play in New Jersey, the New York teams are considered the Jets and the Giants. I would actually – ooh, wow. I guess you got to go Russell Wilson. Here's how I'd rank it. If I just did 1, 2, 3, 4. In a number one, obviously Josh Allen. In a number two is Russell Wilson. I would then go Jackson Dart, who I'm not a big fan of, 3, and then Justin Fields, 4.
We were talking before the show started today. What did you think? I was very impressed with Tua today at his media availability, where he said about Tyreek Hill, like, yeah, this isn't something, you know, talking about, you know, kind of quitting in the last game of the season last year. He said, this isn't something where you say my bad and everything's good. You've got to earn back everyone's trust. I thought it was impressive on Tua's part to do that publicly and not just give him a pass and say, no, we love him, he's our teammate. What'd you make of that?
It's about time someone in that organization actually shows some balls. Like, if I'm just being honest there, because if Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel make this guy, Tyreek Hill, a captain this year, those two guys who don't know the difference between their elbow and their ass really don't know the difference between their elbow and their ass. With what he said at the end of the year, you cannot make this guy a captain this year. I don't even care if the players vote him as a captain. You say, no, that's not happening on our watch. And good by Tua Tagovailoa to kind of speak out, because I would not trust Tyreek Hill. And I think it is inevitable that the moment when the Dolphins go through a rough patch this year, he is going to be an a-hole like how he was at the end of the season. I think he's a ticking time bomb. And, you know, the reason why is he left Kansas City. I know his stats have been better, but he's not doing any winning. And when you get that taste of what it's like to be in the penthouse, and now you are in a outhouse situation in Miami, even though it's a beautiful place to live, but you get it from the football terminology, he's going to be thinking about what he once had. And I think that this experiment with the Dolphins is basically over. And at some point this year, he's going to do something stupid with this football team and to be a malcontent in that locker room.
It sounds like you don't think Mike McDaniel has a good grasp of things.
Oh, no.
What you said.
No, If Mike McDaniel said, hey, you know, come take a walk with me, I'll lead you and we'll go find something really cool to go explore for the day, I'll just go the opposite way. I'm not a believer in Mike McDaniel.
Wow. Were you ever? I can't recall.
Here's the thing with Mike McDaniel. And I've always said this, and right, he was the popular guy, right? Everyone thought he was funny. And I respect his story, right? And I know about his story, and I don't want to disrespect him that way, because what he's gone through to get to where he is, it's very impressive with the adversity that he's fought through in life. But I always thought I was on the outside of an inside joke with Mike McDaniel. And that's why he just gave me like the ick whenever I would hear him speak. Probably how some people feel like when they listen to my radio show, but
most of the listeners.
I just got an ick for Mike McDaniel. And now it's being proven true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
And Gelb, something me and Hal were talking about earlier, like Tua now, to become a leader and to become a vocal and to become a guy that's going to check other guys for accountability, he hasn't done that. That hasn't been him. He was a come to work and do my job guy. Can a player play 4 or 5 years and change what they're doing, change their outlook of what the teammates feel about them?
I think so, just because, right, Tua was young. He had to deal with all the head injuries and right, the other injuries going back to college with the hip. And I think sometimes it just takes a while to find your voice. Now, Tua was the guy at Alabama, and he kind of went down a path the last few years where he had to overcome probably the most adversity that he's ever faced. So now I think Tua is just kind of looking at it as, you know, who knows how many more years. I know they just signed him, but who knows how many more years I'll get the opportunity to be the guy in Miami. So let me do it my way now. And I think you just see some more comfortability, and you sometimes have a guy who's a quarterback, right? Supposed to be the alpha, but it takes some time through age and through some experience in this league to really become an actual bona fide leader.
I'll ask you the big if question. If he stays healthy, can the Miami Dolphins, in your mind, led by Tua Tagovailoa, healthy Tua Tagovailoa, compete?
Like be a fringe playoff team?
No, I'm talking about compete. Like go go beat the big dogs. Go beat the Chiefs or the Bills or the Ravens or whoever in the AFC. Can they compete?
No. I think if everything went right for the Miami Dolphins this year, they are a wild card team and they probably lose on wild card weekend. I think the super duper success for the Dolphins this year would be winning a playoff game. But if you put a gun to my head and said, do the Miami Dolphins win a playoff game this year, I would say no way.
They've got talent on this roster, Gelb. I think you might be sleeping on them a little bit.
Running back room, I like Devon Achane.
You know.
You have Jalen Waddle, who I like a lot. Tyreek Hill, he's a talented player, but he's been a problem. Tua is a good quarterback. Line still a question mark. And defensively, you know, who's lining up in that secondary? Solana and Crowder with all of his bad knees and his bad ankles that I hear about on the
read on
the way in?
Possible at this point. It is possible
geez.
At this point.
But if I think they could put my fat ass in that secondary.
Game, what's the difference?
Okay, they've done that before. Did they have like 70-something points against the Broncos? Yeah, how'd that work out that year?
I'm glad you brought that up.
I got a 305 call earlier. It said spam likely. That might have been the Dolphins.
Is that why you were screaming right before you came on? Hawk, you weren't in the room, But Solana and I were talking about this offensive line, and all of a sudden I just heard like a loud noise come from Channing Crowder. I thought he got murdered or something in that hotel room.
Yeah, PTSD talking about the offensive line. It just comes out of him every now and then.
Yeah.
Eichenberg.
Josh Appel had never seen the movie Goodfellas, and he watched it yesterday at 3 p.m.
Wow.
Is that really watching Goodfellas if you sit down at 3 p.m. on a Tuesday and I go, oh yeah, now I watched Goodfellas?
No, I think you need like a cocktail or a little bit of a smoke late at night, or you could be on like a long flight. For example, I've never seen the movie Casino, and I was told about the movie Casino a lot because one of my favorite restaurants in Vegas is Piero's, where they shot that staircase scene there. And Piero's a phenomenal restaurant. It's old school Italian joint. So I watched Casino on my way to Denver last week when I was going to a bachelor party, and it was very enjoyable.
One of my all-time favorite movies. But that, if you're on an airplane, you can actually focus on a movie. I'll give airplanes a pass because you can focus on a movie. I think airplanes actually make good movies better and bad movies worse because you're so focused on it. But if you're at home, it's South Florida, it's sunny out, it's 3 p.m, you're not watching Goodfellas. I'm with you. Gotta be nighttime, and you're right. You gotta have a little funky Buddha or a little something.
I'll give Appel a break. Here's why. He's gotta get it in now, right? Isn't his wife pregnant? Aren't they expecting a kid? So soon you're not gonna be able to watch any movies. So whatever time Appel gets,
you can,
I think you gotta take it to advantage.
Watch movies because the kid ain't sleeping.
Yeah, but I don't know. Appel in the middle of the night, I think he's a helicopter dad now, and he's just surrounding that baby, making sure nothing goes wrong.
He's going to be a helicopter dad.
He is totally going to be a helicopter dad.
Hawk is going to be the crazy uncle. Like, let's be real.
I'm going to be – anytime they need a sitter, Uncle Hawk is available. You just drop that kid right at Flanagan's, and I'll be there.
Len Weiner actually called me up. He goes, we're going to do a live broadcast from the ER room for the birth. Are you in to fly on down? That's the new Hawk bit for that.
Well, let's hope the birth doesn't happen in the ER room. All right, Zach Gelb.
The hospital. You know what I mean. Come on, hospital. Come on.
Spoken like a guy who's never had a baby before, right?
Not that I know of.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, we Zach Gelb from the Infinity Sports Network. We'll see you, Gelby.
You got it. Some call me the Antonio Cromartie of Sports Talk Radio, for crying out loud.
He appears on stations like Cromartie has. Who cares?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay,
Your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.